Next was a Fargo store in James Fane, F-A-I-N. Place was Bentley number 2, AFC. The date was October 17, 2022. Mr. Fane was seen regarding somebody of the stage period. He's had it off and on, and it's been recent for several months period. In the past, he's had 3 esophageal dilatations period. He feels that things get stuck at the end, and he has trouble at the end of the esophagus near the stomach, and he's known to have a hernia period. He has trouble with meds, and they have to crush or put in liquid, or else drink, taken with a great deal of water period. He has trouble sometimes choking on his food, period. It's with solids, but there's no major problem with liquids, period. He also has associated heartburn, period. It's after spicy food, especially, period. He once had a peptic ulcer, also, period. He has hypertension, which is currently stable, has no headaches or chest pain, period. He does have a history of coronary disease with a 5-vessel bypass, period. There's been no recent angina, period. He does have a coronary stent also, period. He did have chest pain about a year ago with a stent, period. Since then, he's not walking as well or as fast or as far, and he gets short of breath easily, period. He has no cough, period. He complains of diarrhea every so often, fairly frequent, but it's not bothering him at the moment. He does have a plan to see his gastroenterologist, Dr. Landesman, and also get a swallowing evaluation. And is going to ask to be assessed for colonoscopy, period. He has bipolar 2 disorder, which is controlled, period. His vision is mildly reduced, and he has a coma, but he sees well enough to read, period. His asthma is also stable at the present time, without wheezing or excessive cough, period. In paragraph review of systems, this is negative for fever, chills, major weight change, although he may have gained, period. He has slightly decreased vision, period. He has decreased hearing. In his left ear, period. He has the above-mentioned GI complaints, period. Cardiovascular chest pain or palpitations. Do you know dysuria, other complaints? Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsy, and he does not have diabetes, period. Skin, no major. The paragraph. Asthma is positive for dementia, hypertension, bipolar disorder, hypercholesterolemia, esophagitis, sleep apnea, for which he was BiPAP, gastroesophageal reflux disease, coronary artery disease. The paragraph, surgical history, he's had 5-vessel bypass and a stent. He also had a carotid endarterectomy, period. He had tonsillectomy, cataract removal, appendix surgery, small bowel and partial appendix removed, period. He had appendix cancer in the past. This paragraph, family history, father died at 34 of drowning, mother died at 94. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 132 over 66, temperature 98.1, pulse 68. Respiratory rate. Okay, that's the CO2 saturation 94%. Head and neck. Pupils equally reactive, eyelids incoming 5 are normal, extraction was intact, all mucosa are normal, ears normal inspection. Neck had no mass or no lungs, were cleared of percussion and auscultation with slightly diminished breath sounds, no wheezes, cardiovascular, normal soreness 2, no gout, no murmur, abdomen is obese, but soft and untender, CNS, cranial hypoglossal normal, sensation is intact. Mental status is oriented to person, period. In orientation of time, he got 4 out of 5, period. He did not remember the day of the week, but remember the year, month, season, and date, period. Orientation of place, you could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. Affect was better than at times, and he did not seem excessively depressed today, period. New paragraph. Kidneys unremarkable. Message skeletal. Negative for acute joint inflammation or fusion. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Fain has hypertension, stable metoprolol 25 milligrams BID plus lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. Two, he has history of coronary artery disease with stents and bypass, and I will continue. Granolazine 500 milligrams twice a day, plus Imdor 60 milligrams daily, plus Plavix 75 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, plus atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily. Period. Four, he has bipolar disorder, which appears controlled, and I will continue. Latuda 80 milligrams daily, plus Seroquel 100 milligrams daily. Period. Four, he has problems with dysphagia, and he's had previous esophageal strictures and hiatal hernia, period. He will see his gastroenterologist in about a month, and there's the possible need for esophageal dilatation, period. He has diarrhea and may need a colonoscopy, period. He has bipolar disorder, and I'll continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams. I'm not saying that he has prostatic hypertrophy, and I'll continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, period. He has glaucoma, and I will continue Timolol in the HIBID plus latanoprost 0.005% one drop in HI daily, period. He has stable suspected asthma and takes singular 10 milligrams daily. And melon HFA, two puffs TID. TRN, two puffs every 4 hours, TRN, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Why the fuck are they doing this? When was the session terminated? Why is that in the ball container?
To avoid the spirit of this possession. saw Stenger off earlier in the game. He's back in the game at center. So Brendan Hymus, who took over, is now back on the sideline, and Clapp is back in the game. See what happened to Sean Williams.
Thank you.
Why did they shut me down? Mm-hmm.